Proclamation number 2472 of September 13th, 1942. Put to the test. Putting it to the test would provide people with the best proof of what they are capable of by virtue of their will, if it is directed exclusively towards the work of love. The Word of God gives people clear guidelines on how they should live so that just as promises to people can be fulfilled. And one of these promises is, you will accomplish even greater things. But he also taught people what they should do and that they should live a life of love. Man's will must now become active. Man must decide to serve in love. Then the divine promise will be fulfilled in him that he is able to achieve extraordinary things. And every human being can test this. He can, as it were, convince himself of the truth of what is presented to people as divine word. It would be so simple and convincing, and yet this test is not carried out because the human will is too weak. Nevertheless, man rejects the divine word with a certain superiority. He is free to provide himself with proof, but he does not do so because his weak will prevents him from leading a life of love. For the latter is absolutely necessary if the power from God is to manifest itself obviously through a person. An activity of love is necessary if the human being wants to become wise, and therefore obeying the divine word is the first condition, for this word teaches love. Love for God and his neighbor. But the person who leads a life of love also feels the power of God in himself. He is able to achieve extraordinary things, and his spirit teaches him rightly. He becomes wise, and he also wants to pass this wisdom he has gained on to his fellow human being by imparting his knowledge to him or by drawing his fellow human being's attention to the conditions for directly receiving the divine flow of strength. And thus he must propose to him to put it to the test. He must show him the path he has traveled himself so that it can also be traveled by his fellow human being. And if he then believes him and allows his will to become active, the power of the Spirit will also begin to work in him. He penetrates into the deepest depths of wisdom. The divine power flows through him and makes him able to see with spiritual eyes and to hear with spiritual ears. He has now become convinced because he is believed and because his faith has caused him to live as God requires of people through his word. It has become bright and clear in him. He has become knowledgeable. Through his life of love he has proven to himself that the promises of Christ, the divine word, are inviolable, that they will be fulfilled in every person who follows his word and lives a life of love in accordance with God's will. Amen.